March 24th, it is, turn your clocks back to 1 o'clock and we'll get started. We're a little bit late. this is Transportation Committee today. I'm the chairman, Senator Kukesh. We have Senator Huggins, Senator Menard, and Senator Egan with us. And we do have one bill, and I intend to, unless there's an objection, I'd like to move it out today, and it's Senate Bill 95, the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Senator Egan. If you would address the committee, over there would be fine, yeah. And your staff, of course, and welcome to the committee. And your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dennis Egan, representing Juneau District B. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for hearing this piece of legislation today. You know, it's the simple things that make communities feel good. And this is a simple piece of legislation that I think makes the city and borough of Juneau feel very good. And it will be naming the ferry terminal at Ock Bay in honor of Frank Palmer, a lifelong Juneauite who passed away last year in Hawaii while on vacation in a very tragic accident, and to present the legislation my staffer, Chester Carson.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Chester Carson, staff for Senator Egan. I'm just going to real quickly go over the sponsor statement we put together. As Senator Egan already mentioned, Frank Palmer, he was an icon, which I've kind of learned over the past couple weeks putting this together. He worked for nearly 5 decades at the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal. He did die last year at the age of 69. He first began pulling trailers off the Alaska Marine Highway Systems ferries back in 1962, the first year of service from Prince Rupert. Since then, Palmer drove trucks and met ferries for Linden Incorporated, Ormi Transfer, Douglas Trucking, for which he was also a co-owner, and Alaska Marine Trucking as well. No matter which company he was working for, though, the one constant was Palmer's reliable presence at the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal. He was well known as a man who could skillfully get large, very large vehicles on and off the ferries with ease. And although most of them probably are completely unaware, the list of Alaskans whose lives were touched indirectly by Palmer as he helped move their goods on and off those ferries is a long one. Frank grew up in Ock Bay, actually right across the street from the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal. And for the entirety of his working life, 47 years, he was a staple at the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal. Through his decades of work loading and unloading those ferries, he was an integral part of the Marine Highway system that serves as our road here in Southeast that connects the communities throughout Southeast Alaska. It would be a fitting and appropriate tribute to a man intertwined with Ock Bay Ferry Terminal for so long to rename it the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal.
Senator Egan. And Mr. Chair and members, thank you very much. But just so I don't get in trouble, it's Orm.
Orm,
because
sorry.
We have an Orm in the audience that wants to testify in favor of the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal. So I just don't want to get in trouble, Mr. Chair, and I thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Members of the committee have any questions for the presenter? Yes, Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a quick one. I see the fiscal note is $1,200. Would you explain to us what is the sign going to be made of, metal or wood, or have you designed that, or is that just
Through the chair, Senator Menard, I don't know. We just received the fiscal note, and $1,200 seemed a little high to me, but, you know, I guess I don't understand how they make large signs. I'm assuming that it's going to be a very nice sign and not just a blue metal highway sign.
Just she'll follow up, but just like at the Juneau Airport, it's a wooden sign.
Right.
Very big wooden sign. Maybe that, because it's Southeast Alaska, they'll make it out of wood instead of metal.
I agree, Mr. Chair.
Senator Menard?
Senator
Huggins?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I support it being out of wood, and I hope we build a road to bring the wood out on some of the forest.
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, I have a large tendency to agree with that.
I think I'll hold this bill for a couple of weeks.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, we were trying to just get this out of here. So you I think doesn't Ann Goon play tonight? No, sir. During gold medal.
Thank you. Any other questions for the presenters this afternoon? If not, thank you very much. We'll excuse you. We have members of the audience who would like to testify, and if you'd join us, Senator Egan, that'd be great. I have in the audience who want to testify a list, and if you're not on here, I'd be glad to add you. Annie Grisham Schultz, would you please come to the front and give us your name and affiliation for the record? That'd be wonderful. And your testimony, please.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here on behalf of this bill. My name's Ann Risham Schultz. While Frank was growing up across the street from the current Ferry Building, I was growing up on 4th Street. And at one time, my mother was chief clerk of the House when Dennis's father was speaker. So I feel very comfortable being here in this building, especially for such a nice occasion. Frank was in our class, starting in kindergarten, and we went all the way through high school. His infectious grin is still with us. There is absolutely no more fitting name that we could give to that ferry terminal than his. He literally lived the transportation revolution in Southeast Alaska. And I hope that you will be favorably inclined to support it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the presenter? If not, thank you for your testimony this afternoon. Eric Badger, would you please come forward? And your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Eric Badger, I represent Linden Incorporated and Alaska Marine Trucking, which operates the barge terminal here down by the rock dump. There's not much that I can add to Senator Egan's statement or Chester's statement concerning Frank other than the road system in Southeast Alaska is the Alaska Marine Highway System, and no one in the history of that I can imagine has pulled more trailers off and put more trailers on than Frank Palmer. And we often forget the timelines for Southeast Alaska and how long it used to take us to get our goods here. And in 1967, when we started regular service there, it was 4 or 5 days versus 3 weeks to get our goods. Fresh meat, fresh eggs, milk started coming to the communities for the first time. He changed lives by being that guy there all the time. And I think it is a very fitting tribute to him and his family for the years that he spent, the midnights, the 4 o'clock in the mornings, out there transferring those trailers, transferring the mail, putting the trailers back on to go to the next port of call. Thank you.
Any questions? Senator Menard.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to check with you to see, is there a ceremony being planned that could maybe the family would be invited to and that your company would be sponsoring?
Oh, if this went off, it was a year ago, like Senator Egan said, that Frank passed away, and it was a year ago this week that we had the ceremony for his passing, and I don't know if anybody was around, but we had a parade of 22 trucks that went out there to the chapel by the lake on that day just for him. The owner of the company was flying down in his own plane and had a problem, so he couldn't make it to it. But if we did something, you know, if we were able to get this bill passed, he would be down here and he would speak at that, and most definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you. And Eric Charlie Huggins, you said that you're representing Linden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to take the opportunity to, number one, say thanks to Linden, because it's an organization that took a note of this importance to have a representative here. That shows how they think about their organization and their former employees, number one. And number two, what you do around the state. And I just say thank you publicly, but more importantly, thank you for supporting this effort.
Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would like to echo the senator from the mighty Matsu. You know, it was Eric and crew members, and in fact, even competitors of Linden that came to me early last year and suggested naming the ferry terminal. And it was just, I mean, the support for this, at least in our community, is overwhelming. And I agree with Senator, you know, if it wasn't for the industry, I mean, they're the ones that should be honored for putting this piece of legislation forward.
I appreciate the comment about the fresh fruit and fresh meat that came through the Alaska Marine Highway System and the way it worked. I have a friend from Barrow who said he grew up in Barrow and he didn't know bananas were yellow until he went to Mount Edgecombe High School. Really? Because it took so long for bananas to get to Barrow, he didn't know they were yellow until they got to Mount Edgecombe High School.
And today it still continues. You know, our grocery stores in town end up getting two or three trailers a week on top of our twice-a-week service that come via the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Right. Good.
So they're adding that fresh stuff continuously. They're it's more like being down south now.
Thank you so much for your testimony.
You're welcome. Uh-huh.
We'll have Kathy Hildry come forward, please, if you would. And your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Thank you. My name is Kathy Hildry, actually Kathy Orne Hildry, so the one that Dennis, Senator Egan corrected. Frank Palmer and my brother Pat Orne, deceased, were partners in Douglas Trucking for many years. They had the contract with most of the companies that they put their vans on the ferries, and Frank was the main person with the talent to load and unload any size van. He had the personality and the talent to make things happen. Backing a van down the ramp and around the inside of the ferry was one of his specialties. He did that many times, which made loading and unloading with Frank at the wheel take less time. The terminal and the personnel on the ferry could always count on Frank if it was difficult. He had a great rapport with the terminal personnel. They could call him at the last minute to let him know that the ferry was early or going to be late. He didn't mind. He just knew what had to be done, and he did it. I would hope that this committee wouldn't think twice about making the ferry terminal in Ock Bay the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal. No one better than Frank deserves this, and I know that his family and his friends would be very proud and happy. Thank you very much for the opportunity to give this committee my total support.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the presenter? No, thank you so much for your presentation. I have a Kate Becker. Are you here, Kate? Are you online? Okay, what we have here, just so we all know, is I have Patricia Palmer online, and it's Frank Palmer's wife, but I also have Kate Becker, who's speaking on behalf of Patricia Palmer. Are you online, and can you hear me okay? Okay, good. You need to get a little bit closer to the mic, and if you give us your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Okay, my name is Kate Becker, and Frank Palmer is my stepfather.
Okay. Go ahead and give us your testimony, if you would, please.
Okay, well, Frank was my stepfather for a very, very large part of my life, and the two most important things to his whole life, his sacred things, were his family, us, and meeting those fairies. And it was such a beautiful thing to watch his commitment, his dedication, and his skill, and all of the respect that everybody had for him, and his consistency. He was very, very, reliable, and he loved his work. He loved his work more than anyone I've ever known. He felt a sense of purpose. He felt a relationship to the ferries and to driving truck. He grew up across the street. And I felt, and my sister and my mom, we all felt that same dedication from him to us. And that was his purpose. And he lived it very, very well. And he lived it very, very long. And it was decades of his work and his development that he put into that. And it's a very beautiful thing. And I think it's rare, and he's very, very missed. And to have something named after him, for the people that know him and just for that sentiment, he was a very inspiring person. And to have that continue, to have those qualities, those really precious and sometimes rare qualities continue in the name of that space that he dedicated his life to would be an honor, I think, for him and for us as a family, but also for everyone. And I think it's a very beautiful thing. I think it's a very appropriate thing. And I know my mom would like to say something, and she's not able to. It's a hard time for us, but I'd like to say those things for myself and also for her and for the rest of my family.
Thank you very much for being here today, and thank Patricia for being here and online. We appreciate it. We understand this emotional part of today, recognize that, and we've all gone through it at one time or another, and we appreciate where she is today. So with that, is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify? Is there anybody else online?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you like to?
Is Patty going to speak?
No, she said she does not. No.
Yeah, I would like to speak.
Yeah, would you come up then, please, and just give us your name and affiliation for the record? We do have a note from her that she's a little bit upset right now, and so we understand that.
Oh, yeah. And I talked to her this morning.
And you're certainly welcome.
My name is Sandy Darnell, and I was
was a very close personal friend, Frank's, and Patty Beer. We celebrated Christmas with them ever since we moved here from Elk and Cove. And Frank was had a standing invitation for dinner every Saturday night when Patty was gone, and so we spent a lot of time together, and he almost always would leave, either go home and take a nap or to meet a ferry. He just was totally, that was his whole thing. And Patty had reminded me of a little story this morning that she had wanted to say, and since she's not able to do it, I'll pass it along. A little anecdote. Several years before Frank died, they were over in Hawaii, and he got a detached retina while he was there and had to have surgery. And as he was coming out of the surgery, he started getting very agitated, and so they had to kind of almost do a restraint on him. He kept insisting he had to go meet a ferry at the terminal. And they said it took three nurses to hold him down, and they all thought he was nuts because you want to meet a ferry, and until they realized that he meant the big blue canoe. So. But anyway, I wanted to pass that along. Yes, I think this is a wonderful thing. I really hope it comes to be. I can think of no better person to represent that whole thing. So, and thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the presenter? If not, thank you very much. With that, we're going to close public testimony, and I'd like to, any discussion among the members of the committee? Or is there a motion to move the bill?
It gives me great pleasure to move Senate Bill 95, an act naming the ferry terminal located at Ock Bay in Juneau the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal, with the attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Okay. Any objection? No objection, that the bill is moved and we are adjourned. Thank you very much.